Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, Donald Trump will be heading to these shores next month, partially to represent his country, but mostly to watch golf. And Lise Hand argues in the Journal that this presents the people of Ireland with an opportunity to show the world that we can get our protest on. Lise, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
When was the last time in this country we had a really good protest? Now, I know there have been, say, a farmer's protest, but like a general protest, I must say I can't remember.
Do you know, it's a good long while. I mean, there was a series of pretty robust protests in around 2014, 2015 over the water charges.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, but if you want to go back to a mega monster one, you'd probably go back probably to the one against the Iraq War, which was 2003. Now,
crikey,
which is a long time ago. But about 100,000 people turned out for that. I mean, it was a really, really, really big demonstration. It was obviously part of a global protest against the war. But that was sort of probably the really, really big last one. So, you know, we're probably long overdue one, I think.
Yeah.
You know, as you rightly said, we've had protests that have been, say, rolling protests or a mixture of rallies. Some have been, you know, just sparked by one event. Some have been a rolling thing. I mean, in the Journal piece, I was talking about the fact that it was probably 30 years of protests until the removal of the Eighth Amendment. I mean, that would have started really with a really, really big, and it was a really important protest as well over the X case. And I was a wee journalist at that time at the Irish Independent or at Sunday Independent, and I remember covering that, and this, of course, all hinged around a judgment that was passed down by the High Court that refused permission for a 14-year-old victim of statutory rape to travel and out of the country to get a termination. And I remember covering that, and I literally walked up Grafton Street or O'Connell Street with one foot on the pavement, which is my journalist foot, and my second foot was on the road, which was my activist foot. But it was a very special one because up to that point, it had been very much a national debate between, you know, liberals and mostly women and the establishment. But that was the first time that the entire country was so outraged at what they called basically internment of a 14-year-old that I remember looking around, and again, it was a huge crowd, but there were grannies and there were young ones with buggies, and it was a fantastic sense of solidarity on that. And Sinead O'Connor and Mary Coughlan spoke very well at it and so on. So I think that was one of the really big ones and very important ones.
Yeah.
But you know, if you look back, Sean, our history is littered with some fantastic protests. I mean, I think probably the earliest I remember was against the development of Woodkey. And that was back in 1979.
Yeah. How ironic is that if we'd a time machine?
Do you know, exactly. And, you know, looking back at the footage of that, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
You had Mary Robinson spoke extremely eloquently at it. But again, it was all about families, and there were kiddos there wearing Viking helmets and dressed up as Vikings, and they had a Viking boat on the river. Mm. And again, it was that real sense of community. I think 200,000 people signed a petition. Biggest march was about 20,000. But you know, they were all bloody right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
putting up that absolute bunker on top of what turned out to be one of the most significant Viking settlements.
And then they're getting rid of it now anyway.
And now they're all bugging off up to Kevin Street or something after all that. But you know, so there's always, you know, we've have a great history of turning out for either social justice or, you know, I love that one because it was in defence of culture.
Mm.
So that, you know, I thought that was an absolutely great one. I think probably the biggest one of all, though, was a huge march. It was in 1980 and it was the PAYE march.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Massive, yeah.
There was 700,000 people. I mean, that was like probably a fourth of the population.
Yeah.
Turned out, and I think it was about 350,000 in Dublin alone, and then other protests around the country. And that was because at that time, of course, 1980s, it wasn't great, right?
Mm.
Taxation, personal taxation was absolutely punitive.
Mm.
And there was a feeling that the farmers had wriggled out of paying any kind of share of the tax net, and your ordinary decent worker was up in arms about this. But it was, again, it was absolutely huge. It was, you know, it was enormous. The unions, of course, were to the fore of these, as they are in many of these protests as well.
Mm.
So, you know, looking back, and, you know, again, you know, we had the fantastic protest by the, you know, Irish women's liberation movements back in the second wave of Irish feminism back in the 1970s. You had the fantastic contraceptive train. In 1971, you had the fantastic invasion by land, sea and air of the women down of the 40, the men only bathing area, the 40 foot as well. So, you know, you have these ones that some of them are small, but they got massive airtime.
Yeah.
And there's something that I think the there's a direct link between the effectiveness of the or the interest to international media of a protest in Ireland to the outcome of the protest as well. Because one thing successive Irish governments hate more than anything else is to get a kicking in the international media for something.
Yeah.
So, you know, the generally, if you can put a protest on that's of great interest to the international media, generally the ramifications and repercussions go up the political food chain.
Yeah, and as you pointed out in the piece, there's so many issues that, you know, you can protest Gaza, toxic masculinity.
Yes.
What's happening in Ukraine, the quasi support for Russia. If you don't like Infantino and FIFA, yes. you can protest. Like the list goes on.
Yeah.
Are we a bit too complacent now or a bit too fearful?
I would like to think not. I think that there's a lot of pent up frustration, and the great way to get rid of it, you know, not get rid of it, but give vent to it, or is by taking to the streets. And, you know, Donald Trump is doing us all a solid, to be absolutely honest, because he's giving us an opportunity to do a kind of catch all protest. I mean, this can be about all the things you mentioned and all the things I mentioned in the piece. Pick your issue and, you know, paint up your kids and, you know, and hit the streets. But, you know, I think there's a school of thought sometimes, Sean, that says that a protest, you know, it's only worthwhile if you know, it's going to get a result or it's results driven or whatever. Do you know, sometimes just standing up for something is enough, and sort of saying, look, we know he's here and, you know, we want to show our displeasure at X, Y and Z things he does. I think it's a Friday. I think Saturday, the day he arrives is a Friday. So that's grand.
Oh, the weekend.
Yeah,
then,
it's the weekend. You know, kick off the weekend with a march and a parade. And, you know, the difference is we are good at peaceful protesting. And, you can draw a line between things that are riots and or things that turn nasty. And 9 times out of 10, Sean, if something goes wrong, it's usually because it's been hijacked or co-opted by, you know, a group of people who have bad intentions. But the vast majority of the huge protests in Ireland and the big protests over the decades, you know, have been peaceful.
Mm.
And I think it is, it's a great way to, I mean, you know, take even the, you know, the fact that the US military used Shannon Airport. I mean, that has been a source of contention going back to the 60s.
Yeah.
You had right up to March when 91-year-old Leela Doolin, God bless her, walked over 200, you know, kilometres from Shannon to the Dáil to protest that. You know, so that might get out people. So, you know, if you're just sick of the manosphere and the, you know, the toxic male bullshit coming from the White House, hey, if you're an architect and you don't even like what he's doing to the White House,
yes.
You know, so many reasons to take to the streets. You know, and chances are, you know, it's mid-September, we'll get the weather for it.
Yeah, and you know, you think it's mid-September and American news crews will follow him over. If there's 100,000 people, if a vast proportion of the population of this country is Shannon Archibald, that's on every news bulletin.
Oh, hello.
Coming up to the midterms.
You can see the Irish eyes aren't smiling headlines from here.
They write themselves. There you go. Go off there and organise a protest. Lise, thanks a million. That article is in the journal. That was Lise Hands there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.